What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When your money's on the line, choose a trusted sportsbook that gives you tools to win, like MyBookie. At MyBookie, it doesn't matter if your team's up or down, you can easily cash out or bet the game live to come out on the winning side. Use MyBookie for daily odds boost, same game parlays, I like teasers, and take advantage of the huge prize pool contest. Plus, MyBookie currently has a no strings attached cash bonus that lets you deposit, withdraw, quick. Carries a one-time rollover. Can't find that anywhere else. Just use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, or scan the QR code on this video right next to my face here to claim your own cash deposit bonus now. That's promo code 49ers. So try my money bag. You basically roll the dice and it picks a team and gives you extraordinary odds on who's going to win the Super Bowl. Lots of fun options there, so bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I do mean anywhere, wherever you are, you can bet with MyBookie. Just make sure you use the promo code 49ERS, and let's go. Let's make some money together.
Time for 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Coming to you live from State Farm Stadium. The 49ers just demolished the Cardinals and won the division. Back-to-back years, the 49ers are NFC West champs again. We're going to talk a lot about the game, but I want to hear from you guys. Clayton's with me. He's going to keep us updated on a lot of things because we're going live before the game's actually over. However, the game's been over for a while, Clayton. Would you agree?
Well, you're absolutely right. And the game is over. It's done. 49ers win 45-29. They kneel it out at the end after the garbage time touchdown. And really, once again, a dominant performance. You know, it's funny, John. The word trap game was getting thrown around a lot in the build-up to this one. I was guilty of it. I believe you were guilty of it as well. But the 49ers... Maybe they heard us talking smack because they came out here and we're just, what trap game? Doesn't exist.
I mean, it's weird because there's two ways we can look at this. Offensively, incredible. You score 45 points in a game, you win that game 99 out of 100 times. Brock Purdy, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, got injured for a brief second. It was tight. We were all holding our breaths, but it was awesome. The crowd here in Arizona, we're chanting Purdy. He comes back, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Absolutely incredible. And if there's any, like, idea for MVP, I know a lot of the national media wasn't watching this game. Oh, my gosh. He just keeps doing this on the road. It doesn't matter. Divisional game, Dallas Cowboys, the Philadelphia Eagles, Jacksonville Jaguars, doesn't matter. Brock Purdy is him. And he is absolutely incredible. So the one side, offensively, they're doing their damn job. And if we're just looking at, like, yard-wise, this game was close because I think the 49ers finished with just over 400 yards, but the Cardinals also had 400 yards. The difference was turnovers. Charvarius Ward had two interceptions, one a pick six, and red zone possessions. The 49ers go 4-for-4 in the red zone. You cash it in when you get there. The Cardinals were kicking field goals late in the third quarter, down 15 points. That's a difference. Jonathan Gannon did not have enough money to, like, ante up at the table with Kyle Shanahan. I think that showed. Now, defensively, and I think this is probably most of the questions we're going to get this week, they rushed for over 200 yards, Clayton. Mm-hmm. 200 yards. They scored 29 points. That's not happy. That's not fun. That doesn't make me feel good. But whenever you look at two starting defensive tackles out, Oren Burks is out, Talanoa Funga's out, and just there's a lot of issues on the defensive side that aren't, like, chronic problems. I know a lot of people want to say, like, the 49ers can't tackle whatever else, but if you look across the entire NFL season, the 49ers are a top two tackling team in the NFL. Did that show itself today? It did not. No. But at the same time, you got to take a deep breath and just say, all right, who has this team been historically? Who has this team been this season? We're a very good tackling team. Hiccup today. And so whenever you walk out of a game with a lot to coach up, but you still get the win, that's exactly what you want as a coach or a player or a fan.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the funny thing, John, when you look into the stats, it's a lot of just big gashing runs that really kind of padded.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Their rushing stats. Some things that I think will bear out on tape. It was just bad angles in the secondary, and obviously missing your two interior defensive tackles really hurts you. What I will say is I felt as the game progressed, they did kind of tighten it up in the middle of the defense marginally, and I think that's a win considering who was out there. We're going to definitely need to get healthier. We're going to need to get much healthier.
Well, like, and that's the thing, like, the 49ers are not playing for December football. They're playing for January and February football. Right. So when you get into this situation, you've already clinched the playoffs before today. You win or the Rams lose. They haven't played yet. You get into the – you clinch the division. Now you're hosting a playoff game. So what we know now is that the 49ers are hosting a playoff game in Santa Clara. That's what we know. So you err on the side of caution. Javon Hargrave did not play. Eric Armstead did not play. Eric Armstead did not play. But who did play was Charvarius Ward. Mm-hmm. He made two of the biggest plays of the entire day. The pick six changed everything. And, like, where we were sitting, we had pretty good seats this week.
You did.
Everybody around us, the Cardinals fans, which weren't many, like, it was probably 85 to 90% Niners fans. But the Cardinals fans that were around us were just like, yeah, we knew it was going to be like this. Like, they were hoping for moral victories. And that's a difference. You know what I mean? Like, the 49ers are going for more. The 49ers are going for the whole damn thing. And so resting those players, that is key to the long-term success. If the 49ers win the division and have the best record in the NFL, that's not a win for us. No. It's not. We want more. It's ring or bust. And I hate that freaking term. I hate that I'm saying it. But, like, we got to win this all. We have the best team in the NFL. We're on the hottest streak right now. Look at the Cowboys. Good gosh. Brock Purdy had more touchdown passes than the Cowboys had points. at one point. I don't know where the Cowboys score is currently, Clayton, but they were getting boat raced.
It was it ended as a boat race. They get some consolation touchdown at the end. It ends 10-31 Bills.
Jeez.
The Niners are proving and separating themselves from the pack, at least in the NFC. I mean, and I haven't seen much from the AFC that would convince me that the 49ers are not currently the best team in the league.
It's
so
not close.
I don't particularly think it is. John, we got a couple super chats that I want to get
to. Yeah,
let's
get to them, man. Let's get to it.
Speaking of the Cowboys, I got Mike Frost right here. Thank you, my friend. Pretenders, they didn't look good today.
I mean, we beat them by 32, and the Cowboys have had the easiest schedule in the entire NFL. They play a tough team. They wet their leg. The good news is they did do us a favor when they beat the Eagles whenever they showed up to Dallas. But, like, now they're out of – so the playoff seeding has changed. The 49ers are still number one. Two was Dallas. Now it's Philly. If they win, if Philly loses, which Jalen Hurts is sick, he got the flu. Which, like, I'm not trying to, like, downplay that. Like, that sucks. But, like, they had to switch their defensive coordinator in the middle of the season. Like, the Eagles are not, like, in a good spot. You've got leaks coming out from A.J. Brown complaining about Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts complaining about the offensive coordinator. Defensive coordinator switching. Like, who's in contention with us? And if you want to say the Ravens, who are in the AFC, guess what? Merry Christmas, everybody. We get to unwrap a present this week. Because now the 49ers have 8 days, we get an extra day of rest, and then we get to play the Ravens on Christmas night, prime time. This is what the NFL was made for, man.
I agree. And, man, you can hear them in the background here. You could hear them on, you know, on the broadcast. Yeah. The Niners fans really showed out today. There's a couple more opportunities for y'all to come party with us this year. John, where's that happening at?
So, now the fact that the 49ers have won a division, we are guaranteed a playoff game. We will be hosting a tailgate in the Blue Lot, 49ers Rush Road Trip. I got to put it up on the website right after tonight, but just stay abreast. Tomorrow, that'll be up on the site. So, whether we're hosting in the wild card round, which is worst case scenario, or the divisional round, if we get the one seed, which is what we want, we will be throwing a party. I don't care who it's against. I don't care whether it's wild card, divisional. We will be partying in the Blue Lot, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. And for those people who are asking in the chat, like, where are we going after this? We're going back to Salt Tacos and Tequila over in Westgate. Come party with us. Let me buy you a beer. Let's say what's up. It's all about connection. This whole weekend has been awesome. Clayton, we had 800 people come to our party last night with Patrick Willis, Anthony Dixon. We had a great time. The tailgate today was incredible. I am very lucky, and I am very thankful to all of you guys, because I get it. I'm, like, living in my dream, and I'm being a little kid all the time, and I'm very thankful. But if you haven't come to one of our parties yet, man, check it out. And when the Niners make the Super Bowl, which I said when, not if, we will be hosting a party in Las Vegas. 100%.
I knocked on wood for you, John. It's all good. I got some more super chats I want to get to here. I got JP right here. He said, hey, shirts on me once again. Just let me know where to send it. John, do we want to do a shirt giveaway right now?
Let's do it, man. We're out of shirts as far as, like, we sold everything that we had, towels, flags, jerseys, whatever. I mean, the party was so crazy last night. But I'll get something in the works. So here's my question.
Okay.
All right, here we go. How many divisional games have the 49ers won in a row? The first one coming across your feed, Clayton, that gets the answer correct, that one will win. I know the answer. And so your feed will be different than mine, which will be different from Clayton's. But whoever Clayton says is the winner. The correct answer, we've won six last year. We beat the Seahawks extra in the playoffs. That was seven. We've now won five straight this year. So the correct answer is 12.
Boom. And so it's going to be Aaron. It's Aaron Holder. Aaron, shout out to you, my friend. You were quick on the draw. Here's what I want you to do, okay? DM John on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. That's
email
where we're going to get your details. There we go. Even better. And we'll put that
tell
up.
Tell me
on
your size,
right now.
Where you want it sent. We'll get that taken care of. And that's another thing. Like, here's what's crazy, Clayton. The 49ers won their division last year, 6-0. Two teams in the entire NFL swept their division. us and the Chiefs last year. We did a little extra because we beat the Seahawks again. But didn't you look at this year? One team in the entire NFL has swept their division so far. It's the 49ers. Every other team in the NFL, 32 teams, 31 have losses in the division. The 49ers don't. Now, we still have one more division game left against the Rams. But guess what? It don't matter. This is a hat and t-shirt game. The 49ers have won the NFC West back-to-back years. And that is the number one goal that every single team in the NFL has. You got to clinch your division before you do anything else. And the Niners have the back-to-back, undefeated. Whew. I'm feeling hot right now, buddy. I'm feeling
it
hot.
It feels incredible, John. And, you know, I'd be curious to know when the last time a team went 12-0 on a 12-0 run in their division. It has to have been some time. And, of course, we have the Rams in a couple weeks. Maybe make it a perfect sweep 2 years in a row. We'll see what we see in the playoffs. But it's crazy.
Maybe New England might have, because they were part of such a terrible division for so long. Sorry, my voice is cracking. I've been, like, hosting events, screaming, yelling, nonstop. The past 24 hours has been incredible. But I'd say New England, maybe. If
that's
somebody
who I would
like
guess.
To do the research and let me know, like, who was the last team in the NFL to get 12 straight divisional games, like wins, that's something I want to see. So let me know. Now, for everybody that's a part of, like, the 49ersrush.com, which we go through every offensive, defensive, special teams play, nonstop, we break down all the film. That's going to be loaded tomorrow. I fly out tomorrow, which is Tuesday. I will not get home until about 5 p.m. So if the scouts load the film, I'm hoping I can get that done Tuesday night, if not Wednesday morning. So don't worry, the49ersrush.com, every single play, past 3 years, it's all loaded. Our bets of the week, which we made some money this week, which was really, really cool. I'm so excited, man. And if you're a 49ers fan right now, you've got to just be saying, just enjoy this shit. Just enjoy this.
Live in the moment, y'all. It does not get much better than partying in front of the other team's stadium and just see. I mean, the Cardinals wear red too, but it's ruby red. It's Niner red, man. We're out here.
There are only Niners fans.
Yeah.
There's no Cardinals fans. They don't show up. Look at my man right here.
Hey, there he is.
Love it. And that's the thing. This whole weekend, it just felt like a home game. It was a home game the whole time. We were chanting, "Let's go Niners" in the stands. And, like, they kept trying to mess up our chant with their, like, automated, like, music or whatever else. But this was domination. Domination from the fan base, domination from the offense, domination from the coaching staff. It was just nonstop, Clayton. It was awesome.
It's crazy. And when you zoom out, I mean, who really has it better than us right now? The answer is nobody, obviously.
Nobody.
It's always been. But, I mean, we've got literally, in my opinion, the two front runners for MVP. You could take Christian McCaffrey, I feel like, almost as easily as you could take Brock Purdy. And, yeah, I've got so many people in here right now saying the same thing. Brock Purdy, once again, goes on the road. A homecoming game for him. But, yeah, on the road, four touchdown passes? Come on, man. Like, that's insane.
They weren't
Who's doing it like
us? Touchdown passes. Like, it could have been five. That's what's crazy. But yeah. Purdy was awesome. And, you know, you had the personal foul. He was injured. He goes out. It just adds to the element. And all of, like, the MVP, it's a quarterback-only award. So I understand everybody talking CMC. I love CMC. I bet huge for him to be offensive player of the year. Tyreek Hill, he's questionable. We'll see what happens with the Dolphins. I don't think they played yet. Sorry,
no, they played earlier. They played earlier today. He did not go today. Tyreek did not go today. Yeah.
So that's huge because Tyreek didn't go. CMC balled out over 100 rushing yards, you know, touchdown reception. He was the leading receiver in yards. Like, good gosh. And, again, I understand Adrian Peterson won the MVP a long time ago. That's not happening this year with these quarterbacks. It was Dak, it was Jalen Hurts, it was Lamar, but the number one front runner after the odds, and I kept telling you guys to bet this a long time ago, was Brock Purdy. He will be number one after this week. Dak, just laid an egg. My man.
Yeah. And so it's like, Dak's not winning. Not after what he did tonight. No, it's over for that conversation. We can end that now. It's Brock Purdy's award to lose at this point, in my opinion.
1,000%. 1,000%. So, Clayton, I'm going to meet back with the faithful here. So, like, there's one or two more comments that
there's
we got to get to
in the
Super Chat.
There's one more.
Let's get to those, and let's call it a show.
It's Kia the Boss Man. He's here. He's stoked. Sad he didn't get to see the game, but hey, another dominating performance. We're going to have the whole thing for you on the 49ersRush.com and Patreon. So if you're not there already, come join us there. You're going to see it all. Gosh, you could watch 3-4 years of Niners content and literally have so much. It's too much. It's too much to watch. Yeah. I should know. I've been trying. It's not happening. We're working through it, though. We'll get there eventually. But, guys,
and that's the thing. Like, everything that we do is we want to provide you with the opportunity to get as much content, quality content, non-clickbait content to learn about football and the 49ers as possible. How much you take in is up to you. Like, just because you can't take it all, like, whatever. Like, support the show, support the program, enjoy, learn. And then, like, that makes your season better. And our number one thing we've talked about, we talk community, we talk understanding football. That's it. Mm-hmm. This is a special damn year, 49ers fans. And I really, really hope you guys are enjoying everything that we have. Because there are teams in the NFL that have never in their lives experienced what we're doing right now. Now, I do believe the 49ers are the best team in the NFL. I do believe we will eventually win the Super Bowl. But the domination that we continue to bring week in and week out, it's unparalleled. Right now, this is one of the best football seasons in the history of the NFL. It's just not finished yet.
Yep. A lot to go, John. One more before we get out of here. It's Thomas Brown. He got a super sticker, which is cool. Unfortunately, we can't see what it is on this feed.
Yeah, thank you, Thomas.
But I trust it's cool. I trust it looks cool. John, let's get the heck out of here so you can go party with the faithful. So much more to come. So much more to come.
Dude, this is awesome. So we end every single show the same way. And Clayton, I'm going to let you hit the stuff to take us out. But, like, enjoy this, guys. This is rare territory. We are the best record in the NFL. We are undefeated in our division again. We just won our division. We clinched the playoffs, the first team to do that last week. We're the first team to clinch their division this week. Enjoy. You are the best fan base in sports. We just saw that. We took over this damn cheesy-ass stadium, which I didn't like the stadium, but that's okay. Stay strong, faithful. We love you guys. Until next time, peace out.
Peace out, y'all. Yeah.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.